it's a big game for us. We ain't going to go about it any different from what we have in the last 17 games. We'd be hoping to make it 18 consecutive wins.
Panteg have got to this stage for being a good side, and they've beaten Tom Pentra at Abergavenny on the way. We just got to make sure that we're right and we're switched on.
Well, it's been a long time since the club's actually been in this round, so it's very important that we make a name for ourselves.
You'll have to excuse me because I've got a bit of a sore throat, so excuse my voice.
Yes, this is the JD Welsh Cup podcast with Weber and Jonah. Plenty to come from those that are up for the cup, including Cwmaman, Porthmadog and Penydarren, amongst others. Jonah's had a few banana skins in his time. I don't think many of them to do with the JD Welsh Cup, to be fair. So what do you think, Jonah? What's your classic memories of games gone past where Goliath has lost out to David?
There's been plenty over the years, Mac. That's why it's such a great competition. I went to Penybont last year when they were in the Welsh League First Division, and they smashed Airbus 4-1. I was at the Carnarvon game last year when they beat Rill I think it was the fourth round. So yeah, there's always plenty of scope for big upset in a Welsh Cup. Great competition, mate.
Well, more on Jonah's thoughts about what will happen in this round coming up, but let's hear from the horse's mouth first. One side that are technically underdogs, but shouldn't be, really. Penydarren Boys and Girls Club. I say that because I know they're the lowest ranked club in the Cup, but they have the best unbeaten record anywhere in the Welsh Pyramid. Fact. Next stop, Llandudno Junction for them. Here's the Pens captain, Alex Lloyd.
It's a big game for us. We ain't going to go about it any different from what we have in the last 17 games. We'd be hoping to make it 18 consecutive wins, but Llandudno Junction is going to be a very competitive game for us and the toughest challenge yet this season. The three tiers above us in the Welsh Pyramid, I've been constantly checking results. Even though they don't seem to be on a good run of form, we take nothing from that, and we'll go up there to give it our all. And if the result doesn't go our way, we know we've already done a massive achievement to get where we are. Well, since I've been in this club over the last four seasons, it's the first time we've entered the Welsh Cup. We've already done the club proud for getting where we have, and the prize money we've already gathered would benefit our club in a big way this year. Rather than paying subs, it'd be nice to get some more sponsorships in, and the prize money's obviously massive. The Welsh Cup is massive, and to keep on progressing would be unbelievable.
And what a trip for them. The fans coach Leeds at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning for a 2:30 kickoff. Quicker and cheaper than the train, though. There are a few fans who will be crisscrossing Wales on Saturday, aren't there? Including Cwmaman United fans. They're heading up to Bangor for the day. Perhaps not the best time to be facing the informed citizens, but you can't underestimate what a match of this magnitude means to a club like Cwmaman. So let's hear from their president, Keith Jones.
When we beat Bridgend Street in round two of the competition, I was watching with our chairman, Lance Williams, and secretary, Alan Rees. On the final whistle, we discussed who we would like in the draw for the next round, and Alan said Bangor City home. So apart from the tie being away, it was certainly what Alan had hoped for. Our manager, Mark Snell, always tells us that preparation is the key, and I'm sure he would have done that by the time we get to Bangor. Many of our players have been drawn from local leagues in West Wales, and most are young with a sprinkling of experienced Welsh League players thrown in. I think there's a blend that works well for us on the field, and we would like to think we may cause an upset. It will be a good measure of where we have progressed over the last few years and shows us at what level we must aim for, both on and off the pitch. There is also the financial reward for progressing through each round, which helps subsidise the significant costs of the trip to Bangor.
And another wannabe giant killer will be heading from the Gwent Valleys to the other end of the country as Panteg try to overturn Porthmadog. They beat Penlee, of course, 10-0 in the last round, but they haven't won their last two in the league. Here's Port's boss, Craig Papenick.
It's going to be a tough game. They're a little bit of the unknown to us. We've never faced them before, and although there are a couple of leagues below, and you know we're at home and we probably will be, rightly so, the favourites playing in the higher division, but Panteg have got to this stage for being a good side, and they've beaten Tom Pentra at Abergavenny on the way. We just got to make sure that we're right and we're switched on. We've dipped a little bit in form the last couple of games, and the lads will be disappointed after a draw down in Ruthin, but it's a good opportunity to go and make it right. But I've looked at the results and their league position, and obviously done a little bit of investigation work with a few people down there, down that way, who play in that league. So we'll be prepared. We will be prepared and ready to go on the weekend. And the Welsh Cup itself is it's special because of the simple fact that the later stages you can come up against anyone, and that's where you want to be for the club, the players, the fans, myself. The Welsh Cup is special, and you know, the further we progress, the better it is. So Saturday we'll really be going all out and hopefully getting in that draw for the next round.
Now, you know, maybe there could be a bit of bus sharing between Cwmbran, Celtic and Goitra. I'm all for saving the environment. The Gwent neighbours playing sides just a stone's throw from each other up in the north this weekend in the JD Welsh Cup. Airbus hosting Goitra and the Nomads host Cwmbran Celtic. Out to those two, Jonah. Any potential banana skins in those games?
I just think I think the Nomads will have too much mark for Cwmbran Celtic, you know. They're a good side. You know, they proved again they're so hard to score goals again last Saturday or last Sunday at Cardiff Met when they drew 0-0. Andy Morrison, by the way, Mark, he travelled down last Saturday and he went to watch Cwmbran Celtic at home against Cambrian and Clydach, where Cambrian and Clydach won 3-1. That's how seriously Morrison obviously takes this competition. So, and then I was at the Met on Sunday afternoon and Del Chidi, one of the coaches of Cwmbran Celtic, was there to watch the Nomads against the Mets, so they're obviously taking it seriously, but I think Nomads will have too much and should win that one. The other one between Goitre and Airbus, it's a tough one, Mark, because they're both doing well in their leagues. Goitre are third in a Welsh league down here, down south, and I think Airbus are in the top three up the top, isn't they? So that'll be a good contest there. I don't really know, but be favourite for that. Most probably Airbus because of home advantage, and yeah, Airbus will want to prove that they're ready to come back into the Welsh Premier and they'll want to win this one. But could be one of the tightest draws ties on the day, that one.
Well, Llandudno got Ewan Williams' winning ways underway in the league last weekend, but it's Gresford in the cup now, and they're on fire with 4 wins from 4 so far in November. Here's their boss, Steve Halliwell.
We know that it's going to be a massive test for us. Whether being a Welsh Prem side, I think we could have been dealt a much better hand in terms of the draw, but we'll take what we get with that. They're a team packed full of experience, players who played in the Welsh Prem, obviously. We've had them watched a few times over the last 3 weeks, and we're going to go there and we're going to have a go at them, and you know, have no regrets about the game, because it's one of them games where it's on the day. It's a free shot for us. No one's expecting us to do anything, but as I say, we're going to go there, we're going to have a right go at them and come away from there, win, lose or draw, with our head held high.
So, what of the current holders of the cup? Groundhog Day for them. Aberystwyth away. Oh, Jonah, I mean, Bala and Aberystwyth may as well be twinned. They've played each other so many times recently. It's not the easiest of starts for Bala, is it, as they defend that JD Welsh Cup title?
Tell you what, Mark, when you just come into it with everybody else still in the third round, you don't want to be drawn against Welsh Premier clubs. It's as simple as that, especially when you're the holders. It's your first defence of the tournament, and you've got to go away to Aberystwyth, who are trying to get back on track. They've had a couple of wins in the league, and things are starting to look positive at Aber. So there's a lot of pressure on Bala this Sunday. They went away and won their 2-1 a couple of weeks ago in the league, but the pressure's there, mate, and it'll be tough to hold on to that. They are the holders, but it'll be tough to hold on to it this Saturday, because that could be game of the day. It's the only all Welsh Premier tie, but it could be game of the day, definitely. And could you see a bit of a shock there? You could, Mark, because Aber are getting better at home. And, you know, there'll only be one goal in it, if anything, Mark, in my eyes.
And talking about friends reunited, Newtown and Gilsfield meet again. They may as well play for an annual trophy as well, the amount of times that they've met each other. Here's Newtown's Chris Hughes.
One that's given us plenty to think about now, because you know, we made some changes last week. We stuck with the same players tonight because we felt they deserved it after last week. You know, hindsight's a fantastic thing, and you know, looking back now, was it a mistake? Was it an error? Possibly. So we'll assess that in the week. We'll meet up training, but you know, the players can have no complaints now about the starting 11 for next week, because they've come in tonight and they've been poor, really poor.
Now, Prestatyn love a cup set, and of course they've got their hands on the big jug before, but could they be the ones that are slayed this weekend? Well, that's the hope of Rhythin's boss, Chris Williams.
Really looking forward to it. It'd be a nice change from the week to week in the league. Difficult game. All the lads will be looking forward to it, and we'll be ready come Saturday. We played for Staten a few times last season, so we're well aware of the quality they have. So we'll be prepared for everything they throw at us. Well, it's been a long time since the club's actually been in this round, so it's very important that we make a name for ourselves, possibly. And I think it's been 16, 17 years since we actually progressed from the third round, so it's quite important that we put up a good show and hopefully get a positive result.
And whilst a lot of people are travelling quite far, some fans won't have to go far, like the Carmarthen fans, who will go to Ammanford for a 1:30 Saturday kick-off. And Jonah, some people might say, we've talked about Carmarthen's form on the podcast before, some people might say this is the game you probably pick as one where Goliath will be slayed by David and they will be upset.
It's a great game for Ammanford. It's a local derby. They would have wanted this one out of the hat, definitely. You know, they're 10th in Division 2. They're doing okay. Carmarthen are having a very bad, season. Hazel, first one to admit that. But can a cup run revitalise their season? You know, they need to win Saturday, Carmarthen. They haven't won for a long time now. They need to win Saturday. They need to go to Ammanford, stamp their authority. The players need to stand up and show they're a better quality of player than the players they're playing against. But I can remember going to Ammanford years ago. They always got a good crowd down at Ammanford. It'll be partisan. They've waited a few years to play Carmarthen, so this will be a big tie for Hazelwood, for Carmarthen, and it'll be a big tie for the players. They need to stand up and show their ability and get some pride back in the Carmarthen shirt.
Other sort of local ties which could be of interest: Cardiff Met's trip to the Kimco to take on Penybont. Here's Rhys Griffiths, King of Bridgend.
This tie is a great tie for us as a club. I'm sure Cardiff Met are happy with the tie. They don't have to travel too far, and we're aside from a lower league. But for us, it's a great game because no pressure. We're under no illusions. It's a tough game, but it's a chance to test ourselves against a team that at the moment they've done exceptionally well. They're obviously being well organised and they're an honest group of players. I've watched them a couple of times and I was impressed with the way they go about their business. And they're towards the top of the league without fluke. They deserve to be there from what I've seen. So it's a great game for us. The boys are really motivated and we're hoping that we can put on a good performance based on the fact that when we played Welsh Premier opposition last season, I thought we put in two good performances, once against Airbus, which we won comfortably, and then secondly then against Bala, which we took them to extra time, and then we were comfortably beaten in extra time, in all honesty, but in the 90 minutes I thought it was a fairly even game and we did well. So we're looking to do that again, totally different type of challenge than both those games, but one we're looking forward to.
Now, Jonah, of course, Penybont doing very well last season against Airbus in this competition and doing quite well in the league as well, it has to be said, but they are meeting Cardiff Met at perhaps the worst time. They're doing quite well for themselves.
Yeah, it could be the wrong time, but like you said, Mark, it's a cup match. It's a different game altogether. Penybont are doing well, mind of late. They're on a real good run. Their season's picked up. I watched them beat Port Talbot last week, 2-0 down at the Steel Men's Ground. He's got a good side at Penybont, Griffin. After doing what they'd done to Airbus last year, he'll fancy his chances. He was at the Met last week when the Met drew with Kevin Druids watching, and he's a positive character, Griff. He fancies his chances. I could tell you that now on the record. So he will expect for his team to get a result against the Met. But the Met, they're still going well in the league sometimes. Do you hold yourself back in a cup? I don't think so, because this cup competition is too important for everybody. So I think this could be one of the games of the round. If we weren't doing Carmarthen and Barry, I would have liked to have done this one, because I think this could be the game of the round down south. And there won't be much between them, Mark. Met, most probably edge favouritism, most probably edge their way through, but I think it could be a hell of a game.
And now Buckley host Flint and Haverford West travel to Treforest to take on Pontypridd. Jonah, you wonder whether the league issues are probably more prominent for Haverford West and Pontypridd, and that they've got more opportunity there this season, so the cup might not take precedence for them.
Yeah, I have to agree with you, Mark. I have to agree with you, but both sets of players want to go as far as they can in the competition. It's sometimes hard to say, do we knock off? That's all down to the manager before he picks his squads, I think. You don't know whether Haverford West might leave a couple of their key players out. You don't know whether Ponty might leave a couple of their key players out, but I wouldn't. I mean, they're both playing well. They're both, you know, Haverford West at top of the Welsh League First Division. Pontypridd are almost top of the First Division with their games in hand. If they win their games in hand, they'll fly to the top of the division. So both teams, again, full of form at the moment. The brothers, I mean, it's a case of the brothers in arms, Mark, with the Pontypridd managership. I don't know whether you knew that. They're joint managers, Damien and Dominic Broad. So I'm sure they'll enjoy a meal Friday evening picking their team. And it'll be a tough game for Haverford West, but they both want to progress, Mark. There's too much at stake. There's money at stake. There's, like I said, Haverford West, top of the Welsh League First Division. Can they go as far as the semis? Can they get a good draw all the way and go as far as the final? They would believe that, I think, because they're playing so well. Carnarvon will think exactly the same. So you got to win. You've got to go out there to win it. It's a great competition. And we only spoke about Hughie Griffiths last week when he was at Kevin Druids. I think he was the last one out of the top division to get to a final and qualify for Europe, so it's possible.
And Llanrhaeadr and Mochnan continue half-decent runs in the Cup of late. They are at Kevin Druids. And on Friday, Penryn Roosters fly the flag for the Cymru Alliance. In the first game of this weekend, they play TNS. And the Scorio game on Sunday sees Carnarvon host a travelling Barrytown United. It's a Sunday 2:30 kickoff. Jonah, the Scorio cameras seem to love going to Carnarvon, don't they? For various reasons, it's obviously great games there and great upsets that have happened there. So, what's it going to be like for Barry on Sunday, do you think?
It is. It is. I think it is the one everybody most probably would have wanted to see, because Carnarvon got a great cup record. They played TNS a couple of years ago and put on a brilliant game. They knocked Rhyl out last year. They seem to get themselves up for the Welsh Cup, and they seem to attract the big ties to their ground. Barry will be, Gavin Chester will be very aware of Carnarvon's record at home, and the Barry boys, they were in the Welsh League a couple of seasons ago, and they'll understand the intensity of the, you know, the Cymru Alliance up there. And it'll be a hell of a game, because they got some stars, Carnarvon. They just lost their manager, and they'll want to show people that they're still capable of going a long way in a Welsh Cup. They're still capable of winning the league. They want to prove they're fighting on all cylinders, and it's going to be a tough game for Barry, mate. I can tell you that there'll be 1,000 there. There will definitely be 1,000 there on Sunday afternoon. And it could be a rip-roarer again for the cameras. Can you call this one, Mark? This is a tough one I'd call. I think they're both even money with the bookmakers, which shows you that's how the bookmaker sees it. So could be game of the round. I expect it to be game of the round, and don't count out extra time and penalties for me.
Well, we'll soon find out how it goes. 32 teams take to the field this weekend. Only 16 of them celebrating. Don't forget, if it's even after 90 minutes, it goes to extra time and penalties. We'll see you soon to find out which ones make it. Bye-bye.